Dragon Pig looked like it wanted to eat a small building, spit it out, then eat it again. Give me a minute. They need to pee. Well, Spud does.
No, you sit. I'll take them out. Come on, Spud. Good boy. You coming, Dragon Pig?
Dragon Pig stomped its little pink hooves, then stopped in front of me. I am fine. Go out with Spud and Jean. Then, to my utter surprise, Dragon Pig bumped the top of its head into my shin in a little love tap. It trotted off after Jean, who had hooked a leash on Spud and was holding the door open. Myra sat on the couch next to me and pulled me into a hug.
Ugh, I hate that I wasn't here.
You would have been there if you needed to be. Family gift, remember? I hugged her back, trying not to wince as my ribs reminded me that even though the woman couldn't brawl, she'd sure wanted to bring the hurt.
I should have been here anyway.
Frigg was here? That's probably why you didn't need to come. I had backup.
I'm your backup.
Yes, you are. She searched my face, assessing my mood, which was calm, and nodded.
Okay.
Frigg sat forward in her chair.
Did you smell cinnamon, Delaney?
Outside?
On the people.
I thought back. The scent of water and moss, the smell of dusty sand, the broken green of roses and rhododendron bushes. The man behind me, so close I could see the weave of his jeans, did he smell like cinnamon? Did the woman who jumped me smell like cinnamon? Yes. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it, but yes, there was a sweet spice smell. Why? What does it mean?
I think they were sent here by demons.
Neither Myra nor I expected that.
Not the demons inside ordinary. A demon outside of ordinary.
Well, fuck. I know where I've seen them before. They were in the diner this morning, eating and being creepy.
Creepy how?
They were totally silent the whole time they were eating and kept throwing little looks my way.
That's not really creepy.
The way they did it, it was.
Is cinnamon a demon marker?
It's not cinnamon, but it's a claiming mark. A demon claiming a human mark. I don't know if they sold their souls or if they made a deal and signed a contract, but there is a demon mark on them.
A demon who wanted to what? Clunk me on the head?
Kill you? They wanted to kill you.
No, if they wanted to kill me, they would have sent humans who knew how to kidnap someone, or shoot someone, or friggin' fight without getting caught.
They attacked you.
They didn't even have weapons. Or training.
Maybe they thought you would be easy.
Hello, I'm the chief of police.
Sure. Some demons are well-versed in humankind, but some don't pay attention to human details. Just like some gods don't pay attention to human details. It's a form of arrogance grown from power,